Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other cool things you can do on the website, like listen to the show live or replay or in the archives. Over 1,000 archives now and hundreds of articles you can read, lots of other stuff you can get there. And don't forget the front page on the homepage there. We have a section called On the Front Page, which is a collection of articles that changes every week on a lot of different topics, a lot of the different fundamentals that you and I need to pay attention to manage our business, from management to customer service to sales to technology, lots of different things there. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. Michael Mutzel is our guest. He's back to talk to us about some things that he's been focusing on. He's the founder of MX Marketing Management Solutions, and he wanted to bring up a new sense of passion to corporate training. And he wrote his book called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. And he did bring a new passion to training, but he's also found a little bit of interesting reaction to his ideas. And let's get him on the show and get him to tell us about that. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. Mike, tell us a little bit about, give us the thumbnail. You've done this before, but I'd like for you to do it again. Give us a thumbnail about what you consider to be the basic premise of your book, They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X.
Yeah, the book is mostly designed to explain why there are real cultural differences between Gen Xers and boomer managers. And most of my work concentrates on late 20, 30-something Gen Xers that are moving into management. And I guess at the end of the day, the bottom line is that there's a definitive need for, if not a major change, at least a significant shift in the management paradigms or the traditional management structures of companies in order to reduce the turnover and really maximize what these really unique generation of new managers can bring to the table.
Now, you've been traveling around the country talking to CEOs, quite a few, doing quite a few speeches and presentations and workshops with some pretty high-level folks around the country who are plugged into to what's going on out there. I mean, these are not backwater managers. These are serious CEOs. You've been talking to these folks, and what have you been telling them? What's the thing that you've been telling them that they need to be able to do to successfully manage, hire, manage, and keep these Gen Xers?
Well, as we were talking off the air, it's really interesting. You know, my message of the need for change in management is probably apathetically received by 10 or 15%, 60 or 70% buy into what I'm saying, and then there's 15 or 20% that, as I told you on the last time we talked, thought that I was a flaming advocate for Gen Xers, which I don't consider myself, but even more now in talking about change, I'm being accused of being extremely arrogant in terms of my overtone of the need for change.
Well, what is the change that you're prescribing, though?
I'll tell you, I think, you know, Gen Xers were raised in a generation where they're used to questioning authority at every figure. They saw it on TV when they were raised growing up. We raised them to be independent. We put them in the corporate environment, and then we expect them to toe the line. And we micromanage them. I think the inclination of especially beginning entrepreneurs and small businesses is that every decision is absolutely critical. And oftentimes we find the entrepreneur or whoever started the business to want to be involved in every small decision that's made. And from a Gen Xer, you know, they interpret that as a lack of trust, mm-hmm. when in fact it's probably just the passion of the entrepreneur wanting to make sure that every decision in his small business is being made correctly. But it's, you know, it has a tendency to alienate the Gen Xers, and then they change jobs, and then senior management says that they're aloof and they have no passion and they don't care, you know, and the spiral continues.
Well, now, what has been the, you said that a group of people have considered your data to be wrong, they disagreed with your premise, they've even been, you know, maybe even a little bit insulting. What has been their basis for saying that?
Well, in the research, one of the things that really blew me away was when I started to follow the track of the almighty dollar. I mean, like you, I'm basically a street kid. You know, and if you want to know what makes people tick, you follow where the dollar goes. And in the research, I found that Gen Xers exceeded boomers in charitable contributions and volunteer time. The premise there is that they have passions. So now the objective is, how do we get that passion into the company? And when I try and express, you know, these statistics about, you know, what are your two most valuable resources, you know, time and money, and the fact that they donate those on a more regular basis to society than their boomer counterparts, illustrates to me that there is passion. But I get in front of these CEOs, and the guy stands up and says, you need to understand there's more disposable money now, and you know, that's a function of Little League time, and you know, they just don't get it. I mean, it's not really about the details. It's about the over-alarming trend of how they're passionate in different areas, but they're not passionate in the organization. You know, the great soundbite is that the boomer actually lived to work, and the Gen Xer works to live.
Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be some kind of middle ground for these teams to operate effectively.
Do you believe that? Those two
statements? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I find...
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a boomer.
Me too.
I love working. And I have to say that I actually don't have any plans to retire.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that I won't, but right now, as you know, stuck in the middle of the boomer generation, you know, maybe a little bit maybe a little bit favoring the earlier half than the second half, but we won't go any further than that. But
you and me both, brother.
The thing is, though, is that you know, I mean, I love working and I love what I do, and I don't have any plans to retire. So I guess I fit your paradigm.
Well, let me suggest this. Okay, getting to know you the way I have over the last 2 or 3 months, we've spent some time on the phone. You know, you're extremely passionate and you love what you do, and you have trust in your message that comes from the passion. The significant difference is not that the Gen Xers don't want to work, but the Gen Xers don't trust the company.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember when a lot
but
of
aren't Gen Xers, aren't Gen Xers? I mean, aren't they the new entrepreneurs? Aren't they creating businesses at a higher percentage than the boomers did at the same age?
Yeah, many of my author counterparts call Gen Xers the most entrepreneurial generation in the history of United States business.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? One of the reasons that they're going into business for themselves and starting to be entrepreneurs is that they don't trust the traditional corporations.
And the CEOs who don't like saying that they can't be trusted, they aren't being trusted by the Gen Xers. If they can't deal with that, they're the ones who probably aren't liking your message there. Michael, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Michael Mutzel, the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X, 20 After. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Michael Mutzel, Michael R. Mutzel, M-U-E-T-Z-E-L. M-U-E-T-Z-E-L is how you spell his last name. If you're typing that into any of the online search engines or bookstores to look for his book, They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X, Unlock the Mysteries of Today's Human Capital Management. And, Mike, one of the things that you've talked about, you've mentioned on and off the air to me, is this issue of trust. What is it that the Gen Xers don't trust about us, about management, about maybe the larger corporations or maybe any corporation?
Well, I think it stems from, you know, when they were adolescents in their formative years, many of their parents got laid off due to downsizing or LBOs. You know, managers that were in their teens in the 1980s, IBM, AT&T, General Motors alone laid off over 3.8 million workers.
Right.
And in the eyes of a child, that meant that mom or dad is no longer good enough to work for the corporation. So that trust has kind of manifested itself in
Isn't that a little bit of naive romanticism, though? I'm going to take a little bit of the devil's advocate. Shouldn't these people, you know, be introduced to the real world? I mean, you know what? In the real world, things like that happen.
Absolutely. But that drives them into other areas where they may be in business for themselves or they may be in organizations with management that they believe has a different style. Now, the fact of the matter is that every week when they wake up, I mean, I write these articles, my publicist, you know, Sprint lays off 2,000. The headline of the article is Sprint layoffs contribute towards mistrust of Gen X managers. Here in Atlanta, Earthlink just laid off 3,000 workers. So the perception of the Gen Xer is you give your life and your passion to the organization, and in the end, you know, they're not loyal back to you. The Gen Xer never believes they'll get a gold watch at the end of 65 years.
But see, what the way I interpret that news, Michael, is not so much, and of course, I'm not doing the research like you are, and I'm not tracking this as closely as you are, but I see that when I hear that sort of thing happening and I convert that to the Gen Xers, I think about that many more small businesses being started rather than people being available to go to work for a big business.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And that's the reason why I call the 21st century the century of the entrepreneur.
I think you're absolutely correct.
I don't see a real surface level distrust. I just see them saying, you know what? We can do this. I can do this myself. I don't have to be tethered to a big mama organization.
Well, and I've interviewed a lot of Generation X vice presidents. I get them behind closed doors. So once you dig underneath the filters of communication, what you really get is, why should I dedicate all this time and energy to an organization that's probably not going to be loyal to me, and in the meantime make my life miserable by looking over my shoulder at every little move? I mean, you had mentioned to me off the air, you have a Gen X employee that's doing absolutely terrifically. So this is a really unique, creative generation of managers. I got a metaphor in the book, the old saying, you can't lead a horse to water. You know, at the end of the day, tell the Gen Xer why water is important, and by the end of the week, they'll have it ordered over the Internet and air expressed in. You'll never have to touch it again.
It's a different style
of management.
You're teaching a class right now, I know, in a college there, in your part of the world, where your students are Gen Xers. Now, you told me that you had to take a little bit of time to get them to trust you. What's going on there?
I teach at Clayton College and State University. And when I went in, I thought, what a unique experience to get this feedback from. It's a 400 level class. These kids are about to graduate with business degrees. And I thought the feedback would be great. And what I found was, you know, giving me the answers they thought I wanted to hear, kind of going by the book. It really kind of surprised me.
They were getting along to go along, going along to get along, weren't they?
Yeah, and once they realized that they weren't going to be, I tell them, you know, I'm not grading you on the answers on the books. I'm grading you on your ability to think. Tell me why retail management needs to change. And talk to me about the organizations that have changed, why they've changed, and how those changes have either been successful or not successful.
Right.
But even me, you know, where I think of myself as the king of open communication with
Mr.
Gen Xers.
Mr. Cool, Mike Musil, right?
Yeah, I could have been more wrong if I tried.
Yeah, so what did you have to do to overcome that?
Well, I think the perception is that this is another traditional piece of rhetoric from a professor that says he cares what I think. And you have to prove to them by letting them run the class. I mean, one of the things I did to give them equity was on their case studies, I let them design what the criteria for the case studies is. And actually, they did a much better job than I could have ever done.
Is that what you recommend, how you recommend we manage our Gen X employees?
Yeah, and in the book, I talk about employee equity, and I'm not talking about a stock option. You know, it was interesting listening to your earlier interview with Jack, and when he was talking about passion and
Jack
employees
Mitchell,
and hugging the customers. And one of the things I recommend is weekly observation sheets. Let the employees tell you what's going on in the organization that needs to be improved, and give them a choice to either or tell you what is going really well in the organization.
Right.
The response to even that little bit of input is significant.
Well said, Mike. Give us your website, please.
My website is www.mxmutel.com.
All right.
And you can get the books the same place, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, local booksellers, etc.
Mike, thanks for being here. As always, you stimulate our thoughts on this issue, and it's something we need to know about because every one of us are hiring. If we're not Gen X ourselves, we're certainly hiring Gen X employees, and we're going to be hiring more of them. Thank you for helping us with that, Mike.
Thank you.
Michael Musil, ladies and gentlemen, Michael R. Musil on the book. Quick break. I'll be right back with Governor Jim Gilmore. We're going to find out if we're any safer today than we have been in our homeland. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.